USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he plans to vote no on President Biden's massive Build Back Better bill. On Fox News Sunday, the Democrat said that he tried, quote, everything humanly possible to work with the legislation. The announcement effectively kills the White House's top legislative priority, but Manchin says he's got legitimate reasons for voting no.
The inflation, it's not transitory, it's real, it's harming every West Virginian. Then you have the debt that we're carrying at $29 trillion. You have the COVID variant.
Since Manchin made those remarks, the White House has issued a statement refuting his reasons for withdrawing his support of the social spending bill, calling his decision sudden and inexplicable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Former President Donald Trump could be subpoenaed by the committee that's looking into the Capitol riot in January. The latest from USA Radio's Jeremy Scott.
Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republican members of the committee, telling ABC's This Week that the former president could be subpoenaed if necessary.
Nobody should be above the law, but we also recognize we can get the information without him at this point. And obviously, when you subpoena the former president, that comes with a whole kind of, you know, circus environment.
Representative Kinzinger said he thought it was important for the public to see the truth after the committee last week released some text messages that were received by former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows from members of Congress.
As many as 15 million people nationwide, including 6 million children, could lose Medicaid coverage next month. The extended benefits set to expire at the end of the public health emergency, which is currently set to end on January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NHL and its Players Association have announced cross-border games will be postponed for the upcoming week, at least. The Sunday announcement coming as the league takes on a rising number of COVID-19 cases. 12 games that would have taken place between Monday and Thursday affected by this decision. The statement adds that a final determination on whether NHL players will participate in the 2022 Beijing Olympic Games will also be coming very soon. Disney programming is returning to YouTube TV. A deal between Google and Disney has been reached. Early Sunday morning, it was announced. Disney says they are, quote, thrilled to once again offer their channels to YouTube TV subscribers nationwide. Channels including FX, National Geographic, Freeform, and also previous Disney recordings in the library are now being restored. Local ABC stations are also set to return throughout the course of the day. And your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is topping off the week's box office in a big way. Spider-Man No Way Home scored the third biggest opening weekend in box office history, earning $253 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.